The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Sit with me, friends. Let's wait for something to happen. You never know. You might be in luck this dirt, quiet, know-nothing night.
Went down to the crossroads, so full of woe. Went down to the crossroads, demons in tow. He said, won't somebody help me, please? Went down to the crossroads and the devil cured his misery. Down at the crossroads, the devil said, now you pay me. 'Cause nothing ever comes for free.
Once upon a time, so the story goes, the devil sat by the side of the road. Said the devil, damn it all, I'm bored stiff. This lousy world don't spin so quick. Down here, dust is all you breathe. The ground's a carpet of dead leaves. There's precious little else to do, the devil supposed. But to sell your soul at the crossroads. See, the devil enjoyed putting folk to the test. So, said the devil, who the hell's next? She looks interesting.
Darling daughter, what are you washing clothes for?
The rain's about to come. Do what your daddy would do. Hang those garments on the line and let nature do the work.
Nature doesn't know how to scrub, Father. A little like you.
You know your daddy loves you.
Loves you like birds love the sky, like ferrets love drain pipes, like pigs love...
You mind that language, young miss. I didn't raise no gutter mouth. You may wish to take a husband someday.
Oh, I'm too young for all that nonsense. I'm never getting married.
Hey! Come here, you!
Come catch me!
Well, if you think I'm chasing you up and down that apple tree, you can think again. Oh, daughter, a little firecracker so you are.
Thought the father.
Now I know why no one notices a tree as it grows. For its deep roots creep down, oh, so slow. And the clever branches quickly learn to blossom only when your back is turned.
Tell me, child, when did you get to be so pretty?
Thought the girl.
When did you get so old?
She is sharp as an axe, strange as a dream, and prone to falling out of apple tree.
Gotcha.
So... as families go, we got the classic scene. A father, eccentric. A daughter, serene. But life ain't all daisies and apple pie. It can be dog-tooth hard, and that's no lie. Said the father,
darling daughter, I'm off to chop some wood.
And the devil said, because he could, I'd say it's time I let her on a merry dance. See, I like to upset the apple cart, given half the chance.
Is he killing the valley with the dry bones? Is he killing the valley with the dry bones? Is he killing the valley with the dry bones? Now hear the word of the Lord. This is hard work.
Suddenly the devil appeared before the father.
Say there, friend. Hot day for hard work, ain't it?
Oh, you got that right.
Say, buddy, I couldn't help but notice your pants look kind of patchy. Your boots look kind of worn. Your hat looks like it might let the rain in.
Salesman, huh?
Of a kind, my friend, of a kind.
Well, I ain't buying nothing. These days I'm so broke I can't even pay attention.
What would you say if I told you I could give you a brand new pair of pants without you handing me a single coin?
Ha!
What would you say to a brand new pair of boots? No cash required.
Yeah, right.
And what would you say if I replaced that battered old bowler with something more deserving of your crown?
What, like some fancy pants cock of the walk, talk of the town type hat?
Yes, sir. I will give you the hat of your dreams. I will do all of this and more.
More?
Wealth, riches, a well-deserved life of never-ending luxury, my friend. It's all yours, if you want it.
And what, I have to ask, would you be wanting in return?
How about you promise me... Now, let me see. Whatever's in your old backyard.
Now, let me get this straight. I give you whatever's in my backyard in return for a life of never-ending luxury?
That is precisely what I'm offering you today. Well, friend, what do you say?
He's got to be up to something, this one. But then, there's nothing in that backyard that I can't grow again.
For the father knew there was nothing in his backyard but the old apple tree. So said the father.
Sir, I accept your offer.
Looks like we got ourselves a deal. Spit and shake. Put your hand into the pocket of that fine new coat you're wearing.
Fine coat? It's hardly a... Hey, it is fine.
The finest you'll find.
How did you do that?
The pocket.
It's bulging, full of rings with gems. Are they real?
And in those sharp-looking pants of yours?
Strings of pearls.
And under that new fancy hat?
Full of gold coins. Well, would you look at this? You made good on your promise there, mister, whoever you might be.
Here, take my card.
Oh, well, pleasure doing business with you. Come by to collect what's yours whenever you like.
Will do, friend. Will do.
Sucker. What's this here? He's the devil. The devil. Now, what are the chances? The devil. Still, he seemed like a nice enough fella.
Daughter! Daughter, darling! Our fortunes have changed! Daughter, where are you?
I'm in the backyard.
In the backyard? What are you doing in the backyard?
Picking apples.
You can't have been in the backyard, you can't.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Afternoon, friend. I've come to collect what's mine. Why, how do you do, young miss?
How do you do? Who's this?
No, look, sir, there's been a mistake. When we made that deal, I thought only the apple tree was in my backyard. Turns out, so was my daughter.
Well, hell, friend!
The devil laughed.
Lucky me! I get a sweet girl and an apple tree.
Look, take back the coat. And I'm fine with me broken boots. And I don't want any goddamn fancy pants hat. I don't want any of the wealth or riches. 'Cause you can't have my daughter.
Father?
Buddy, we spat and shook. We made a deal.
But she's all I have.
A bargain is a bargain. Time to say your goodbyes.
Look, I beg you.
I'll give you a moment, but that is all.
What is it?
Oh, darling daughter. There is a very slim chance your old dad may have had a slight lapse of judgment.
Time's up, friend. We gotta be getting along now.
Who are you? What do you want?
Now that's a damn good question, Pumpkin.
Woke up this morning, something caught my eye, a gorgeous little apple tree. Oh me, oh my, a doggone cutie pie, the prettiest I ever seen. I've got all day, and I'm taking all my time, yeah. And I won't rest until you are mine.
Come on, girl.
Oh, no. What? What are you doing?
Let's go.
Hey, put me down.
Put it
Pleasure
down.
Doing business with you, friend.
Get your damn hands off her.
I said put me down.
I won you fair and square. You're coming with me.
I don't want to go with you.
She doesn't
you can't stay with Daddy forever. It's time you saw the world.
Now, come on.
Say, what's that smell?
Ah! She's clean! Way too clean! Give me that bucket!
Oh. I can't take her if she's clean.
You can't?
You know how it goes in the good book. And lo, the Lord God did cast the devil out unto the dirt. For the devil was unwashed in thought and deed. And the Lord made all things pure and clean, like a cold fire to the devil's touch, so that he could harm no more. Thought he got me with that one, but I ain't dumb. There's always a loophole. I gotta dirty you up, girl. I need you filthy as a beast. I need this dust wet. Oh. And smeared all over you. Yeah. It's filth, honey. Over every inch of your flesh. It's dirt, darling. Getting under your skin. Ooh, yeah. Feels good, darling. Yeah, now that's better. Not a hint of purity. Just dirty, dirty, dirty.
So tell me, baby, can I pick your fruit? I'll give you love and sunshine. I'll water all your roots, so me oh my. A doggone cutie pie, the prettiest I ever seen. I've got all day, and I'm taking all my time, girl.
Here is done. Come along,
oh,
pretty.
No. Please.
No.
But as the devil dragged the girl away, the strangest thing happened. What's this?
Tears? Oh, no, 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 no. Now, don't you cry. No tears now, you hear me?
My little darling. Go ahead and cry. Wash clean your hands in the rivers of your eyes. Oh me, oh my, a doggone cutie pie. The prettiest I ever seen.
She wept on her hands. Tears of pure sorrow until they were clean as whistles. I can't take her, goddammit! Lucky escape, little miss.
Thank God for that. Oh, come here.
Father!
There now. Didn't your daddy tell you he had the matter in hand?
Say, you're right. I ain't got a woman problem. I got a hand problem. Get rid of the hands. Get rid of the problem. Old man, fetch your axe.
My axe?
Sharpen it up, baby. Sharpen it till the blade sinks. Now, chop off her hands.
I will not do that, sir.
You'll do what I tell you to do, you dirt-choked, booze-soaked, washed-up, worn-out joke of a man. Now, chop off her hands and give her to me.
Please, you cannot ask a father to chop off the hands of his beloved daughter.
It's a strange request, I confess. But I asked for what was in your backyard. You could have given it some thought, but you didn't. Now, chop off her hands.
You know what? You can go to hell.
Do as I say, or I will curse you for all time.
Come then. I'm ready for hell if it's hell you're taking me.
Take you to hell? What's the point in that? No, no, it's her I'll be taking if you don't do as I say.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will drag her down to the depths, and there she will hang, her soul on fire forever. And every day that you live, you will hear her screams. You will breathe her rot, and you will taste her pain until the end of your days. So, what's it to be? Your darling daughter to remain here on Earth, helpless, handless, mine, all mine, but alive? Or would you prefer her howling eternal in fires of hell? Now, chop chop.
Darling daughter, now do as your daddy says.
Father?
Hush now. Close your eyes. Please forgive me.
That's one. And again, old man. The other hand.
Father, please.
Oh, God.
Bravo.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere, huh? Now she's on the devil's level. As low down, dirty, and utterly goddamned hopeless as me. Oh, we're a match made in heaven, baby. Let's go. But as the devil reached out to grab her, another strange thing happened.
Ow! What the hell? Come on! I said, let's go! Hot damn! Why can't I touch you? Huh? Your body was clean, so I dirtied you up. Your hands were clean, so I chopped them off. There ain't nothing pure about you except... except your soul. Huh? Even I can't get that dirty. But I'll just let life take its course. I'll let the world wear you down until you're begging me to take you off. I'll be around, baby. Watching. Waiting.
Forgive me, daughter. Let me bandage your wrists. Let me take care of you.
It's too late.
And the girl said goodbye to her father, for she would rather be a beggar and roam than stay at home. And so, her life, as she knew it, now ended.
Help me please. I stand at the crossroads.
this, the girl left behind her old life and wandered from one land into another. The dirt beneath her feet turned to earth, and the wide sky grew dark with branches. Before her, a forest, and standing at its edge, staring, startled, was a young deer.
Hello, friend. Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. Wait!
And the girl followed it into the forest. It was hard to know just how long she spent wandering the wilderness. The sun rose, the night fell, and the days tumbled by. The devil watched her tread deeper and deeper until she lost herself completely. She tried to scrape, but the forest clung to her. Thorns dug into her flesh. Roots wormed their way. Moats choked her throat until...
My voice. Keep speaking. Keep talking. You need your tongue. It's gone. And the girl along with it. Within, I know I am myself. But whose is this face reflected?
The stumps where her hands had been became as hard as hooves. Her skin grew a coat of moss. Her nose learned to smell trouble on the wind. Her hair became a crown of leaves. And her dreams became deep-rooted and full of forest. She knew not how long she had been wandering, only that her stomach was empty, and she was starving. And as luck would have it, she found herself in an orchard full of delicious pears.
If I could only reach one,
thought the wild girl, and she reached and reached. Try as she might, the handless maid could not pluck one fruit.
Bend down your branches, I beg you. Please. Please.
And the branches of these generous trees took pity on the girl, bent down low, and fed her for free.
Hey, wait a second. Nature, what the hell? That's cheating! Anyhow...
Upon eating her fill, the girl made a nest at the foot of the tree and fell asleep, not realizing that the pear she had eaten belonged to someone very important indeed.
What a beautiful morning! I wonder what today will bring.
Where are you off to, dear?
Won't be long, Mother. You enjoy your breakfast. I've got my daily routine of counting my pears to attend to. Oh, it's a busy life being a prince. Morning, pears. Morning, Your Majesty. All righty, then. Let's have a count of you, shall we? Oh, yes, please, Your Majesty. All 1,449 of you little buggers. Here we go. One and a two and a three, four, five and a six and a seven and a eight, nine... Number nine. Number... Cut that incessant music! One of my pears is missing. Pear number nine, to be precise. What we have here is a fruit crime. Who would do such a terrible thing?
The wild girl,
cried the devil, forgetting he couldn't be heard.
What to do? What to do? The thief must be caught. But how?
Look for evidence. Look for clues.
Aha. Footprints. Still fresh.
Show no mercy, Your Majesty.
Attention, all pear thieves. This is His Royal Majesty. pair number 9 is missing. Before I declare a state of national emergency, I offer you this option. Own up and the punishment will be lessened. Do you hear me? You who took my fruit must put it back at once. I shall close my eyes and count to 10 to allow you to redeem yourselves by replacing it anonymously.
Yeah, that ought to do it.
Return the stolen pair and we'll say no more about it. Ready? 1.
The terrible racket 2, had awoken the girl, 3, and she watched the infuriated fella from 5, the cool dark 6, of the orchard's shade. 7, what a peculiar creature, 9, thought the peculiar creature.
9, 3 quarters. 10. Nothing. No pear. Not a sausage. So be it. I shall not rest until this matter is resolved and I have captured the culprit. I shall equip myself with the tools of rudimentary surveillance and catch this pear-stealing fruit fiend red-handed.
The prince, he watched, and he waited. His nerves were taut. His breath was bated.
So far, no sign of the pear thief. But if I know the mind of a raving fruit crook, they'll not be able to resist coming back for more. Somebody's coming.
There came at last the thief in question. Oh, strange and unearthly vision. A creature made of mud and hair came scavenging for the prince's pears.
Whoa! What is that? A creature that seems to be made of eggshells and toadstools, tree roots and river mud, and she has no hands. How could she possibly steal a pear with no fingers or thumbs? I don't believe it. The damn tree is giving them away.
That's what I said the devil. She is a cheat and a thief.
Well, it's hardly stealing in my book. Poor thing. She must be starving.
Punishment must be swift.
You there, thief!
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Steady.
Steady.
I'm not going to hurt you. What's your name? Your name? Can you talk? Are you real?
I am of this world, and not of this world,
thought the wild girl.
I am in here, lost and deep. Try to speak, say something, girl. Say anything. Let him know there's a woman beneath this wilderness.
You're not from round here, are you?
I'm a prince, did you know that? You're on the grounds of the royal palace. These are my personal pears. No, you can keep it. Eat it, please. After all, what are pears for?
My, you really are quite disarming.
Sorry, I didn't mean...
Wow, you are something else.
Those twigs in your hair, they're just great.
I love you.
Dear, forgive me. But I mean it. I do. I love you. Hey, would you like me to have a word with the royal blacksmith? I'm sure he could fashion you some lovely new hands. Come inside. Come on.
That's it, Smithy. Excellent work. Oh, she's going to love them. Good man.
I'm back. Hello? Oh, no. She's gone.
There you are.
Now, what are you doing on top of the wardrobe? And what's that you've coughed up? A fur ball? You're amazing. Now, calm down. Look what I've brought you. Your new hands. Now, the blacksmith found some old gardening tools, so they're a little sharp and a little rusty, but you'll be a dab hand in the allotment. Now, put your wrists in there. That's it. Now, I just have to tighten these straps. Give these screws a wee turn.
Give him a go. Take your time. You need to practice. That's just balance. You'll get that. Oh, don't mind those. They're just priceless tapestries. We've got loads of them. Whoa! Almost took my head off. I think you've got it. Oh, you look fantastic. Come and meet my mother. Hello, Mother. I mean, Your Highness.
Where have you been? There are pressing issues. Oh, my goodness. What on earth is that?
Mother, I've fallen in love.
In love? With who?
With who? With her, Mother. With this wonder of a wild girl.
But what is she?
Mother, don't be rude.
But is she of this world? Is she human or spirit?
Thought the wild girl.
I am both.
Can't you see? She's both, Mother.
Let her speak, son.
She's a trifle shy. I love her, Mother.
Love her? What's her name?
I didn't think to ask. But who needs names when you've got love?
Oh, dear.
My wild girl, will you marry me?
What?
Let her answer, Mother.
You'll be waiting a long old time.
My son, shy she may be, but if you are to marry this creature, she must be able to speak at least. If she cannot answer your question, then I'm afraid you'll just have to put her back where you found her.
But, Mother...
That is final.
Well, my beauty, will you? Will you marry me?
This man is an island of kindness in a sea of cruelty. He deserves an answer.
But try as she might, her tongue did not budge. Luckily, however, the answers to some questions need no words.
Oh, did you see that, Mother? A clear, crisp nod in the affirmative. She said yes. This wondrous wild woman will be my bride.
Oh, who am I to stand in the way of a son's first love?
Thank you, Mother.
But before you do another thing, before you exchange vows and rings, before the kingdom in celebration sings, I shall make you ruler. I shall make you king.
And on that hour, the prince was crowned. Then king and girl were matrimonially bound. Above the crowd, they waved their hands, and the king decreed,
"Strike up the band! Gone, baby. You know you're killing me. Where have you gone now, baby? I'm dying. Can't you see? Where have you gone, baby? Oh, won't you tell me? 'Cause I'm caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'm caught between the devil.
Is good. I'm done with darkness, and I am most definitely done with that damnable devil.
You may feel you're done with the devil, but the devil ain't done with you yet.
Ah, well, here we are, the royal bedchamber, Your Majesty. Oh, you nimble minx, you. Oh, good grief. What cold hands you've got. Oh, you know, now that I've found you, I'll never let you go. Be mine forever because I love you so. Oh, say that it's true. Take me by the hand. Lead me gently.
Gently.
through this strange new land.
So, she's got a man and metal hands and a life full of wonder. But I've a plan, a stratagem, to rent her world asunder. Bombs away.
That didn't sound like fireworks.
My son, we are at war.
What? War?
Yes, indeedy, said the devil. War.
Very well, then. War it is. My wife, I have to go.
If I could speak him, I would beg him not to.
I shall return when we have won.
And the devil, having lured the king away,
heads down, lads!
Saw to it he was bombarded. Day upon day.
Keep them in your sights! Finger on the trigger! Ready! Aim! Fire!
Push! Push!
Hey!
Said the king's mother.
Well done, my girl. What a beautiful child. How could something so sweet come from something so wild?
Before he left, the king asked to be informed.
You must write to me as soon as our child is born.
We'll send him a letter that will change his world. Congratulations, son. It's a girl,
said the devil. Well, we'll see about that. 'Cause the devil ain't done with you, pussycat. A 1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
Oh, the devil, he'll take your soul. With such style, he'll swallow your whole. Oh, the devil, he likes to dance, bossing over, give him the chance.
Dearest son, wondrous news. Your wife has given birth to a beautiful baby girl. Now, let's get this message to him by royal carrier pigeon. Fly!
I'll be taking a gander at that. Sickening, sentimental claptrap. Let's try evil, twisted nastiness.
Oh, the devil, he just won't quit until he gets you right down in his pit. He will charm you with his sweet smile. You see him come and just run a mile.
Eat this, your highness. Fly, pigeon, fly!
A message from home. Your wife was with child. The child has been born, but born half dog.
Half dog? Oh, no! The poor creature.
Mother, you must love this child with all of your heart. Protect my darlings at all costs until my return. May this message find you well. Fly!
Let me see that. No, 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 no! That ain't the response I was after. Let's try a little treachery and bile. Kill the wife, slaughter the child. Suck on that, your majesty.
So if you want to take my advice, with such bargains comes a high price. From the devil you cannot hide, for the devil in you resides.
Read the king's mother.
Kill the wife, slaughter the child. This cannot be. And yet it is in my son's own hand.
Mother, do not question my command.
Can I believe what I have just read?
Keep the eyes on the tongue of the queen to prove she is dead.
Hell yeah!
He is king, and the king must be obeyed.
I've got all day, and I'm taking all my time, Lord.
Taking all his time.
And I will not rest until you are mine. Until you are mine.
Gonna get, really gonna get.
Yeah. Now, I never wanted to see her dead, but needs must. If I can't have her, no one will.
A deer, and one I recognize. You're not so afraid anymore, are you? You've grown strong. You sense something, don't you? I feel it too. Creatures of the forest know when they're being watched.
My girl, would you come here? Lay the child down, dear. Come closer. Closer still. Now turn around. I have something for you.
A blade for your pretty throat.
I hear a heart pounding, and it isn't mine. It's hers. Why should it hammer so hard? What has she to fear?
That's it. Now, close your eyes.
Do it. Do it.
Please forgive me.
Do it!
I cannot do it. A mother should know better than to trust the orders of a man at war. You must run, my girl. Run into the wild. Don't question. Don't linger. Just take the child. Go. Go!
And so I take my child and I run. And I do not look back.
Shall I do? He demands proof of the killing. The eyes, the tongue. There has to be another way. Oh. Come here, sweet beast. Come here. Come closer. You've nothing to fear.
Her two metal hands grew brittle with rust. They cracked. They broke. They fell to dust. And so, her life as she knew it, now ended.
Tongueless, homeless, handless, hopeless. Looks like life's taken a troublesome turn. You play with the devil, you just get burned. Admit, I got you beat. I broke you good. I got you in the end, like I said I would. Come on. Come with me. Let's go. Still got some fight in you, eh? You know, it's rare to escape the wilderness twice. Winter is coming, with its darkness and ice. Last chance. Come on. Come with me. But the woman turned her back on the devil's pleas and stood awaiting beneath the friendly trees. She reached up. To the woman's despair, the branches recoiled, and the once ripe fruit blackened and spoiled. Not so easy without nature's helping hands, is it? And the devil said, "Let there be night." You could so easily have been my queen. Here, let me crown you regardless with a wreath of ice. Let me lavish you with winter's riches until you cannot take any more.
I call upon the storm to whip your flesh. I call
think that nature was your friend, that she could never be cruel, that she'd always be kind. Oh, you were sorely mistaken. And what's this? The king has survived his time at war and is returned home triumphant. I can't wait to see what happens next.
And the thigh bone join together, and the thigh and the hip bone join together. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord.
Mother? Mother, we won.
But at what price?
I cannot lie. I have witnessed such suffering, endured such horrors. And I live because I knew my loved ones were waiting for me. So where are they? Where is my wife? Where is my child?
They're gone.
Gone?
You sent letters, clear instructions.
And I pray you followed them.
I did, Your Majesty. So help me.
So where are they?
You asked for them to be killed.
Killed?
You asked for proof. And here it is. Her eyes. And her tongue.
No. No. All I find is horror. More horror than I can bear.
My son, wait.
I cannot be a king. I cannot be a man.
And so, into the wilderness he ran. The king's hands became black with the filth of living wild. His beard, tangled moss. His shoulders, boulders. His skin weathered, thin as leaves. His heart, the lightning-struck oak, shattered, blown apart.
And yet, the world turns. Can you hear it? The first bird of spring. The first step after winter is always the hardest. The light blinding, the air cold as ice, catches your breath. But after the first step comes the second and the third. We learn to walk again, to move, to breathe, to see, to live. The world is no longer dead. No longer silence is death. It is opening, blossoming, awakening, dancing. Time to cast away such crowns of ice and take a new one, a garland of living green.
For 7 years it was the same. For 7 years she'd hidden from the winter winds. For 7 years she'd slept beneath the frost. She'd closed her eyes to the storms. For 7 years she lived and lived and continued to live, for that was all she could do, for that was all she knew. And she'd watched her child grow, running, laughing, smiling. And a voice in her head, a memory faint and distant, said,
"Now I know why no one notices a tree as it grows. Because their deep roots creep down, oh, so slow. And their clever branches quickly learn to blossom only when your back is turned."
And the child asked,
"Why are you crying, Mother?"
And the woman said,
"Because things have a habit of growing only when your back is turned."
And she realized that her tongue was awake again for the first time in many years. Beneath her bandages came an itching. Where once her hands were, all was twitching. For new hands bloomed at the ends of her wrists, strange roses blossoming, unfurling fists.
"My hands are back. Hands to cradle, to build fires, accuse liars, to fight, to shield, to pick a pear from a tree. One for you, and one for me. My hands are back. My hands are back. My hands are back.
Meanwhile, for the selfsame 7 years, the king had wandered the wilderness too. The agony in his heart was as black as the filth on his face.
Enough. Enough.
Now, tell me I've won. Say it. Say it with your last breath, King.
You have... You...
Well, what a surprise, my little wild bride. You're stronger than I thought. And you've grown a fresh pair of hands, I see. All the better to take mine at last.
I'll never take your hand.
And you've found that pretty voice again, too. All the better to speak the words with your own lips. I will. I do. With you. Well?
Never.
Look, how many times does a fella have to ask? Please, I'm on my knees. I've done everything. Everything to get you to see that there's just you and there's just me. Your man here, he's no use.
My husband.
He's done. I love you, can't you see? Please, please, come with me.
Husband.
Look at him now, as good as dust. I did it all for you.
No!
And the wild woman.
No, not you. I will tell it. The story is mine.
And the wild woman.
And the wild woman called down the branches of the trees above, and the thorn vines entwined themselves around the devil's ankles, and the branches curled themselves around the devil's wrists. And at the wild woman's command, they lifted him high into the air.
Hey! What is this? Put me down! You can't do this!
Did you think that nature was your friend? That she could never be cruel? That she'd always be kind? Now, let's hear you say it. Who's won?
You ungrateful...
You've
won. Please, have mercy. I'm done.
And for the first time, the woman saw the devil for what he really was. A pathetic, frightened, lonely old man. She knelt beside her husband and gazed into his broken soul. Beneath the years of dirt, the filth of war, the ravages of time, of loss, of hurt, she recognized her king. Said the wild woman, "We are changed. We are the same."
But is it you? How can it be? Your hands, your voice.
We have endured. We have survived. Daughter darling, come and meet your father.
Hello.
Is that...
The king found strength in the sight of his child. He picked her up, held her high and smiled. Through goodness of heart and instinct so swift, and by nature's grace, they all three had lived. This family lived as bright as sun shone gold. And so, the story of the wild bride is told.
Doggone cutie pie, the prettiest I've ever seen.
Once upon a time, so the story goes, the devil sat by the side of the road. See, the devil enjoyed putting folk to the test. So, said the devil, who the hell's next?
Knee-High's The Wild Bride was first produced at the Knee-High Asylum in 2011, directed by Emma Rice. It was adapted for radio by Carl Groves and Emma Rice. The Devil was played by Stuart McLaughlin, The Wild Bride by Audrey Brisson, The Father and the King by Stuart Goodwin, and The King's Mother by Emma Rice. Original music was composed by Stu Barker and performed by Ian Ross, Patricia Kajavska, and the cast. Sound design was by Simon Baker and Nigel Lewis. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production, produced by James Robinson.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.